So we last week we learned Sifalaf, first week Sifbeis, the second week Sifalaf was about that there is such a thing as a Gezeira, and last week was about why perhaps are we not so makbid on the Gezeira. So something that we're going to have to keep track of going forward is, now there's three things we have to keep track of, right? Number one is something might be still usser regardless, right? We spoke about it last week, that paspalter is mutter, that by a baker is mutter, but by if it's just made by a balabas, so the Rishonim assume that it's usser. He pointed out, it's unclear why exactly, but the Rishonim assume that that's usser. So if it's made by a balabas, it's usser. If it's paspalter, it's mutter, unless one is machmir. And then then you've got to figure out what makes something pas Yisrael for one who's going to be machmir, right? So there's really three things that we have to figure out as we go through these halachas. So you put down the Beis Yosef for Gimel and Dalet here. So what does he write here? So he says the cost of a truvas Ashkenazis, meaning the Ma'aril, that feel of a pasul balabayas heater de lo chamir gzer pas midmai. That actually the pas of a balabayas even is mutter, which we talked about last week. That there are shitos that say that no, even that would be okay. V'chein kasev aruchos chayim b'shem ha'ra'ah the chol makom she'ein palter matzui klal. So it says the name of the ra'ah. So the ra'ah, well, that whenever there is no palter at all, if there's no bakery in town at all, Jewish or non-Jewish, so mutter afilu pasul Balibatim, even the regular Balibatim's houses are okay. However, when you eat it, you should still go out to the field, or at least outside of the tchum. Outside of the tchum at least, and even within the tchum, you should go at least outside of Shiva Amma of the city. Because even the Talmud Chacham shouldn't do that at all. Okay, so there are Rishonim that talk about that there are times when it is permissible to eat even the pas of Balibatim. However, Ukfar katan she'ein bo palter Yisrael. Let's say you have a small town that has no palter of Yisrael. V'lo goy, nor is there a goy. Harehu kesada, it's like a field. Umutter le'achol pas shel balibatim sham. It's permissible to eat the bread of balibatim there. Okay, it's a small town.
We say v'lo goy, you mean as a baker?
I mean, there's no non-Jewish baker. There's no bakery at all. V'im palter hizmin Yisrael, haripito kapas balibatim. And now he adds in the following idea. Let's say a palter, let's say a baker, let's say Nick, right? Let's say Nick invites people to one's house, right? And to his house, right? And he brings bagels home from his store. And let's say
Gary?
No. Who goes and lights the fire there every morning?
Reuven?
No, Reuven goes once in a while, but he comes for Mincha. Often, Patak, Mr. Globman. Let's say Mr. Globman didn't make it that morning to light the fire, so it's Mamish Pas Palter, right? It's Pas Palter, but now he's bringing it home, right? And he's serving it to you, right? So Shiyimkor Palter Yisrael, Pito Ulaachar, I'm sorry, Haray. Right, so that's balabatim bread. That's non-Jewish balabatish bread, not Jewish palter bread. Period. So that's dip number one.
But it was baked in his bakery, but a Jew didn't light the oven.
Right. The Jew didn't light the oven, it's pas palter, meikar din should be permissible, but instead of you going to the baker, you're now eating it at his house.
Yeah,
right?
But it wasn't made there.
It wasn't, yeah, fine, it wasn't made there.
Back in those days, it's possible that the baker's baking home.
Right. Okay. Either way, but it was a if you went to the store to buy it from him, it would be okay. But the same stuff that you would buy from him, instead of him selling it to you, he's giving it to you as your guest, or he's inviting you to join him for that meal. So that we say here, the Ra'ah says is usher. This is the name of the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah, of course, is the Sefer Bedek Habayis, which is found in the Sefer Torah Habayis, right, which we use in Yeridaya. So we'll get to this a little bit later. So that's the Shita Sara'ah, that if he's inviting you over, it's no good. And then he continues on and says, Vim higia palter Yisrael sham, harit pas palter goy aser. Let's say a Jewish bakery decides to open up in town. So the non-Jewish bakery stuff, the non-Jewish baker is now usher until you're no longer allowed to buy from the non-Jewish baker until the Jewish baker sells out all of his bread. However, after the Jew sold out his bread, so then you can go back to the non-Jewish baker and continue buying from him. Okay, that's enough for this siman. Okay, so now let's. I don't want to do this. So let's take a look in the Shulchan Aruch itself. Now, on the back of your page is
If a Jew lit the oven for him in his store, is that the issue? Or the issue is he brought it home, he can't eat it in his house, no matter what.
No. If a Jew lit it in his store, so then that we could consider that Pasi Yisrael. So we'll get, I think that's Siv Yud Aleph or so. Okay. It's later on about how involved a Jew needs to be. But for now, we're assuming that Jew wasn't involved at all. Okay, so I only gave you page 2 in the Shulchan Aruch, but however, the Siv Gimel, what we just learned, is on the bottom of page 1. So if you still have the handout from last week, it's on the bottom of that page. Otherwise, I put it on the very bottom of the last source on the page. It's just a quote from Shulchan Aruch. The entire Shach, though, appears on page 2, which you have on the back of the page. All right? So around the bottom line here, where he says, Yesh Misha Omer, Shein Palter, Hizmin Yisrael, Hare Pito Kabas, Baal Habayit. That if the Palter, if the baker, if Nick invites you over, invites a Jew over, so that's considered Pas Baal Habayis. It's no longer considered Pas Palter. And as we said, Pas Baal Habayis, we assume, is Usser. Okay? That's halacha number 1. Let's skip now to go back to the Beis Yosef, skip Hey, and go on to Zion, right? So there's Hey Gimel Dad Hey Zion, right? There's no Vav there. Again, those numbers correspond to the Sif. The Beis Yosef didn't put those numbers in, right? Those were put in by the later printers, really, by whoever printed this edition to make it easier to find things. So those are equivalent to the Sifim as you'll find them in the Shulchan Aruch itself. So in Zion, he writes as follows. Right, Amash Kasev Rabbeinu shall Baal Bayis Asur Liolam Afilu Kana Palter Mimenu. Shall Palter Muteres Liolam Afilu Kana Baal Bayis Mimenu. That he's quoting from the Tur, who writes that if it belongs to the Baal Bayis, it's prohibited even if a Palter bought it from him. Meaning, let's say the guy made his own challah at home. It's not a Jew, whatever. He made bread at home, and he now wants to sell it somehow, so he can't just sell it. So he gives it to the baker, and the baker sells it on his behalf. So is that considered pas baal bayis, or is that considered pas palter? Right, so he's quoting the Rash, but to say that that's considered pas baal bayis, it follows the original thing. Vishal palter muteres liolam afilu kana baal bayis imenu. And if it's a palter, so that's permissible even if a baal bayis buys it from him. Meaning, let's say he's made in a bakery, and then somebody buys it, an non-Jew buys it in the bakery, and then invites you over. So is that pas palter, or is that pas baal bayis? So the Rash Papaskin says that's pas palter, and therefore would be permissible.
What's
the case again? It's made in a bakery. A regular case, right? Non-Jew, right? Goes to Giant, Giant is Pas Yisrael, but buys non-Pas Yisrael bread, right? And brings it to my house.
Right.
Am I allowed to eat it? Right? Is that considered Pas Palter, or because a non-Jew bought it, and the non-Jew is the one who was bringing it to me, it's now considered Pas Baal Bayis, in which case it would be Usser, according to most Rishonim.
This is not a case where he invites you to the house.
Or invites you to his house, meaning you're eating with him. You break bread with him.
There's a distinction.
How's that different from the previous case you said before?
Exactly.
Where he baked it in his thing.
Very good. Very good. Very good. That's the kasha. Very good.
It's a different hussy.
What?
Previously we were looking at...
So that's the issue.
Another store. That's the distinction. The non-Jew went to another store where he didn't spread it.
Right. We'll see the distinction. You said it's a different posek? Is that what you said? It's a different...
This is the Maril and that was the Rush probably.
Well, the first one was the psak that we quoted is from the Ra, and this is going to be the Rashba. Right. So
the non-Jew is just not an ordinary person. He's a palter. Or no?
In which case?
The case when he buys non-Pas Yisrael bread and brings it to your house. Is this your non-Jewish next-door neighbor?
Right. Yeah.
Who's not a baker?
No.
He just wants to bring you something because you had a baby and figures you need something
right.
for your house.
Right.
So it brings you non-Pas Yisrael bread.
Right. But do you realize, what's the issue of chasnas? Is the issue that I want the bread that person bakes, or is the issue that we don't want people eating together so much?
Right.
So the Rashba here seems to be saying that the issue is the issue is that we follow the original. Whether the issue is the takana is whatever happened first, meaning, you know, whoever is the one who baked it, regardless of what happens later on, it has a chalos shem, it now has a stamp, it now has a hechsher, and even if a non-Jew buys it from you and eats it with you, if it has a hechsher, it has a hechsher. Okay? So it comes to Beis Yosef and explain, Karat Kfar Kasat, Yishkein Kasav HaRash, but Shuba, the Rush writes is explicitly, V'chein Kasav HaRash, but Torah Sabayis, right? And they bring a raya from the following ideal. From the parak of Socher Sapol. What's Socher Sapol? That's towards the end of Avodah Zarah in the parak dealing with the halachos of Yayin Nesach, right? Or Stam Yenim. So it says the following case. Let's say you had grain, a Jew had grain, and a barrel of Yayin Nesach falls on it. Right, so what happens to the grain? So Sharia Rava le matchana v'lemifa ulazvune legayim shelo b'fnei Yisrael. So Rava permitted the person to take that grain, to grind it, to turn it into flour, and sell it to a guy as long as a Jew wasn't around to watch it. Okay, as long as a Jew wasn't allowed to watch it. So it continues on and says habifnei Yisrael aser. Right? If it was in front of a Jew, it would be aser. Why? L'fisha Yisrael shara shemei Yisrael haya afu yikichenu min hagai. If the Jew sees that it's a Jew that sold it to him, so then the Jew might say, oh, let me go buy it back, right? I know it's kosher, I know it's all good, so I'm going to go ahead and buy it back. So it's not really a Mara Zion issue, right? It's not, right, to just alleviate Richard's question that I can anticipate, right? It's not really a Mara Zion issue, it's just a practical issue, right? You're allowed to sell it, but you have to make sure that a Jew doesn't have a habamina that he's going to buy it back. Okay. Alma, but what do we see from there? Buster techila so azlinan, that we follow the techila. Va'af bepas palter. Alma buster techila so azlinan. Va'af bepas palter shebo liyad balabayas. That if you have a pas palter that falls to the balabayas, hu adin v'hu atam, the buster techila so azlinan, that we follow the techila, that we follow the beginning, right? When we know the past balabayis shabal yadu shal palter shasul lekachlu mina palter, and in that case, the bread of the balabayis comes into the hand of the palter shasul lachlu mina palter, would be prohibited to purchase from the palter. Right, again, the past balabayis shabal yadu shal palter shasul lachlu mina palter, you wouldn't be able to buy it from the palter. And then the Ran concludes by saying, even though there are those that disagree with the Rashba, the Ra'ah, right? So Kedvar of Nirali Ikar. I think that the Rashba is right. What exactly is his proof from this Gemara in Avodah Zarah? Right? So he says that you're only not allowed to sell it to the guy if a Jew's going to see it, because then the Jew might buy it back. But if it,
otherwise you wouldn't.
What? Otherwise you would be able to sell it. So what? Why is that a proof for us? I had this figured out earlier. Why is that a proof? Right page. Because it was originally owned by a Jew, it would be permissible for him to have it. I mean, the past Akum, the concern is the Yayin Nesach concern. The concern is not the Pas Akum concern, even though he's the one who's going to be selling it, because the Jew's the one who, I guess, prepared and was involved, etc. So that's the Raya of the Rashba. And the Ra'ah disagrees. Okay, so then we could take a look back, on go to the back of the page, we have the page of Shulchan Aruch, and how does the Mechaber Paskin here? So the Mechaber Paskins in Zion, Pas Balabayis, Asur Liolam, that if the Pas of a Balabayis, that's going to always be Asur. Even if a palter buys it from, even if a baker buys it from, afilu shachli Yisrael lebeisa, even if it's sent to a Jew in their house, v'chein afilu shach osi Yisrael la'acher, even if they actually sells it to someone else, asur liolam, it's always going to be usher if it was made by a non-Jewish baker in their house. V'shel palter mutaris, if it's a palter, it's permissible liolam. Afilu kana balabaisi menu shelo halchu b'isrze achar misha pas biyado, even if a non-Jew bought it from them, because this prohibition doesn't follow who owned the bread now, ela achar misha hayalo b'shas afiyah. Rather, it follows who was the owner during the time of afiyah. Okay, so that's Sif Zayin. So the Shach points out, and the Shach begins on the top of this page. You can just look at the Shach where it says Chaf Chaf Ha'orchus Chaim B'Shem Hara'a. Right? So the Shach points out, he says, wait a second, we have a stira, right? In Sif Gimel it's saying that if it was made as palter bread, that same palter, but it shouldn't really matter, right? Sells it, it transforms itself into balabayis bread. Well, in Siv Zion, it seems to clearly be saying, right, that if it was palter bread and then it was bought by a non-Jew, it doesn't transform itself into balabayis bread, rather it remains palter bread, right? So why in Gimel does it seem to talk about a transformation, while in Zion it doesn't? It's not. It seems to exclude the possibility of a transformation. Okay, we got that's the kasha. So the Shach will spell it out and say came custom of Aruchos Chaim b'shem Hara'a ubedivrei Hara'a b'sefer Bedek Habayis daf peches amabez. It's not peches, it's really Gimel or Tzadi Gimel. Okay, maybe it's a different edition or something. So I don't know how he did pages. Yeah, pages 300 years ago might have been different. So, anyways, we were the Hainu Lishitaso, the Loazlin Buster Tchilaso, Rak Buster the Hashta. Right, that this is Lishitas Dara. Right, because we don't file the beginning; rather, we file as it is now. About lahaposkim the sovereign of paschal palter muteris liolam, but according to the other half of the poskim, or the other majority of the poskim, that bread of a baker is always going to be permissible. Afilu kanabalabais ovikuchavim, even if a private non-Jew purchases it from the palter, lishum the bachar tchilaso azlina, because we file the beginning. Havli mutter the kevin de b'shas afia haya mutter lo mitzerhu, because at the time that it was baked, it's permissible. So it's then not going to be prohibited. That's what the Rashba writes in the Mishmeres Habayis, right? In his rebuttal to the Bedek Habayis, Sham Lehedya, that filu zimno hapalter etzlo, even if the non-Jew invites the Jew over, mutter keon shahayim mutter b'shas afiyah. So it's permissible because it was permissible at the time that it was baked. The lefizek kasha, right? The hamachaber sfir leil kamen siv zayin, because the machaber himself in four sifim, right, says the basit chilaso azlina that we filed the beginning. They have custom Khan din zes. How could he write that here? So one answer is, so he says here, Vulai, so he says he gives two answers in the next three lines. He says Vulai, the Kaf Kasu Bashem Yish Misha Omer. Right? That's why, if you look carefully at the beginning of Sif Gimel, it says, Yeish Misha Omer. It says, there are those that say. Who's the those? The Ra'ah. But the Machaber isn't passing that way. He says, I want you to be aware of the Chumrah, but four Sifim later, I'm going to tell you about a Kula. Right? And that's a little strange, right? You would usually put them, if they're really talking about the same din, you would put them together. Right? But that's how the Shach gets started. The Shach gets started by saying, no, it's a Stira, it's not really a Stira, it's a Machlokes, one's the Ra'ah, one's the Rashva, we pass them like the Rashva. The Rashva is in Sif Zion, this is Sif Gimel. We don't pass them like Sif Gimel, rather we pass them like Sif Zion. That if Nick invites you over for dinner, it would be permissible. Even if it wasn't, even if Mr. Globin didn't turn on the fire in the morning. Right? And then the Shach comes and says, however, maybe not. He says, however, Efshar, the Sfirle, Misfiras, Ulachalik, that maybe the Shulchan Aruch actually makes a distinction. The Mazmino Etzlo, Garotfe. That if he invites you over, so that makes it worse. If he invites you over, then that makes it worse. That's the Shach. So all of a sudden, that's a big chumrah. Right, it's a big chumrah. That means that if I'm invited to a non-Jew's house, right, even if he puts out cookies with a hechsher, right, I'm not allowed to eat it. Right, he puts out Oreo cookies. Right, he puts out and not allowed to eat it. And I say maybe the guy turned on, maybe the Mashgichin turned on the flame. So I actually, Rabbi Jachter has a 3-part series on Pas Palter, and he actually records in there that I think he talked to Rabbi Ganak and says they don't, usually don't do that. Meaning, it's like, oh, they turn on the fire, what's the big deal? Whatever, they don't do it. Meaning the Mashgichin, when it comes to bread, they don't do it. It's mamish Pas Palter when you buy OU baked goods. Why are you looking at me like that? Right, so it's Pas Palter. So according to this shah, if a non-Jew would invite me over, right, and say, oh, here, have cookies. I'm opening it right in front of you so you can have, right? It seems like that would be usher according to this sheet in the shah, right? So do we hold that? Do we not hold that? It seems like we don't hold that. Yeah.
What's the basis for ushering that again? They have an OU on them. He opens them for you. Put one in your hand.
Because it's pas palavayis at that point.
Because it's in his possession.
Right. So in the case of, let's say he brings it over to me, right, or he, you know, or he picks up the groceries for me, etc. But if he's inviting me over to join him to eat pas palter, which at that point is then palavayis, because I'm in his house, so this shach would say that it's a
so
problem.
So he brought you the same bag of Oreos, brought him to your house to eat.
He brought them to right. So here he's saying he's minu et slo, that he invited you over to him.
Right.
Right.
So you're in his house, they're in his possession.
Right.
With the heksher on them.
Right.
And it's osur.
So that seems to be what the outcome would be from this second sheet.
He brought the same cookies with the heksher to your house.
So the only din that he says here is his minu et slo. Right, so if we have if we invite the non-Jew over, right, and they bring a cake that's pas palter, so it would seem like that. I don't think you have to be more machmir than what the shach says. If one wants to be machmir on this, right, so I don't think you have to go further than what the shach is, let's say, or what the Shulchan Aruch itself said. The Shulchan Aruch was his minutes low, so that wasn't his minutes low. That was his minutes late. Right, I invited him to join me, which is a little bit less, maybe. You know, at least that's on my turf. Maybe you can make a case that wouldn't be machalik in that case.
Yeah, but if you brought the cake home from the grocery store and put it in his house before it came to you, why is it any different if you were going to his house and eat it? Is it not in his possession? I mean, how's it being in his possession in his house initially?
Right.
And then he brings it to your house for dessert.
Because the chumrah here is his minutes low. It's a chumrah of me being invited to his house.
Okay.
Yeah, so at the end of the Sefer Chalkas Binyamin here, which in the regular print, in the, whatever, he says, V'nirit t'tov l'hachmer b'zeh. Right? He says, it seems like maybe it would be a good idea to be machmer in this, to be machmer like this shach. However, in the Biurim here, he gives a further So in the Biurim, he quotes from the Sefer Nekudas HaKesef. So that Nekudas HaKesef you have on the page. Take a look at the Nekudas HaKesef is on the right side of the Shach. Right, on the right side of the Shach, you have the Be'er HaGola, and you have the Nekudas HaKesef. Who wrote the Nekudas HaKesef? The Shach. The Shach wrote it as a rebuttal to all those that were arguing on him at that time. So the Shach writes, "Vilfizek kashet hamachaber," and he says here, it says "vili nira," right? The shiny hacha. Why is this case different? Kevin shehizmin palter es Yisrael, because the baker invited the Jew galoi milsa bi'alma she'asul atzmo, that he did it for himself. Etc. Right? What's he saying? He's saying if you look carefully at it, it's not a non-Jew inviting anyone over; it's the palter inviting himself over. Right? So Nick invites me over to his house. Right? So it's not just he took palter bread and brought it to his house. It's he baked it for him. He baked it. This is going to be my batch that I'm going to bring home for my guests that I'm eating tonight. Now that might not be the reality. It might be the reality that when Nick has guests, he just goes to the cupboard and takes whatever, you know, whatever come out. I don't know. But the concern of the shach is not that, oh, there's a higher level of connectivity here. The concern of the shach is that it's not really pas palter. It was pas palabayis all along. Right? So, in understanding this chumra number one is his minat slow, which others quote here is that it's just that's a higher level of connection. Number two is nekudas hakesef's pshat, which is that it might really be paspal bais and as paspal there all along. And he quotes here from someone else, from the Mata Yehonasan, another reason that the concern is that once he invites you to his house, there's a concern he's going to give you other bread and you're not going to, you're going to lose track and you're going to get real paspal bais. So, those are the three possibilities. Either way, I'm not really sure people are.
No concern about his unmarried
daughter. Around this, what?
No concern about your meeting.
We're trying to understand
daughter.
The din. Right? I mean, so the gezeira ends up being
wasn't that one of the issues in last week or the week before?
The Gemara said, but the Gemara itself said, I don't know why this is. I mean, that was answering a question where Yehuda's like wandering around saying, why do we have this din in the first place? And someone said, what do you mean, why do we have the din? This is the reason we have the din. So it was a question about what the reason is. But once the din is established, then we have to understand what the din is as opposed to, and ends up being low plug. Okay, so that's topic one. Topic two is this thin Shulchan Aruch here where we quoted. It's Dal. So Malkum She'ein Paltu Yisrael Matzoi L'das Hamatirim, right? In a place where there is no Jewish baker, right? And Matzui L'das Hamatirim Likach Pas Mi Paltu. That those that are Matir Pas Paltu in general, so that's when you're allowed to buy Pas Paltu. Imigia sham palta Yisrael, if a Jewish baker decides to open up shop, hare pas palta ovikulchav, asura achim kor palta Yisrael. So in that case, then the non-Jewish baker becomes prohibited, right? The bread of the non-Jewish baker becomes prohibited until the palta Yisrael, until the Jewish baker sells out all of his bread. Pito lach, or shekala, pas Yisrael, chose a pito shal ovikulchav lachshir. So then the bread goes back to being permissible. Now remember, the Ramah, when the Machaber said that it's permissible b'shas adchak, the Ramah added in Yishrom that fil b'makum shapas Yisrael matzui shari. He says that there are those that say even a place where Jewish bread is around, it's permissible. So really, I'm not sure the Ramah would agree with this then anyways. I mean, the Ramah is going to say, why? Even if a Jewish bread is around, that's okay. So I'm not sure the Ramah agrees with this, but that's the din of the Mechaber. The Shach adds in the following Ha'ari, he says that if it happens to be that a Jew owned non-Jewish bread, and then the Jew opened up shop, right? So you could, your food is okay. You're allowed to continue eating the bread that you already had in your possession. Right? Good. My public's very perturbed tonight. Let's say I already had a box of Entenmann's donuts in my house, and then a Jew opens up a shop, a Jewish baker. So does that mean I'm now have to throw out my Entenmann's donuts?
Oh,
right. So that the Shach says no. The Shach, if you already have it in your possession, so you don't have to throw it out. Okay. Then we get to Sifhei, which also I'm not sure applies within the Ramah, but is interesting nonetheless. He quotes from the tour, although it doesn't quote you the whole tour. So let's go back to the Beis Yosef. The tour writes, we're in Sifhei now, right? So the tour writes, quotes the Rashba. Part of it is here. Afilu Yesham Paltu Yisrael. Right, we're in the middle paragraph. Afilu Yesham Paltu Yisrael. Im Ein Pas Paltu Yisrael. Kapashal Paltar Goy Mutter. That's good enough. Right, that if that the Rashba says that if there is a Jewish baker, but the Jewish baker's bread isn't as good as the non-Jewish baker's bread, so you're allowed to eat the non-Jewish baker's bread. That's what the Rashba says. Right? Then the tour continues. And it says, Umasha Kasa, you skip till the end, it's the beginning of the next paragraph. It says, Umasha Kasa V'lav Rabbeinu, Rabbeinu meaning the tour, V'nira Kemi Yerushalmi. That doesn't seem to be the case from the Yerushalmi. So what does the Yerushalmi say? He doesn't quote it, I'll read it to you. Shalu Hitra El B'makum She'en Palti Yisrael Matzoi. That the Yerushalmi is the one that said that it only was permissible if there's no Palter Yisrael around. That's the Yerushalmi that we quoted in Tosos last week. That Tosos said, you see, even the Yerushalmi was already pointed out that it was that the Gezeira wasn't binding, right? But the language of the Yerushalmi is only if there's no Jewish baker around, Okay, so therefore the Torah backtracks, right? So the Torah says, the Rashba says, if a Jewish baker is okay, if a Jewish baker's bread's not so good, you could buy the Entenmann's donuts. If the Jewish donuts aren't as good as the Entenmann's donuts, you could buy the Entenmann's donuts. However, the Yerushalmi is against him. So it seems the Torah seems to passkin like the Yerushalmi. So the Beis Yosef kind of scratches his head a little bit and says as follows. Michel Palter Muteris Liolam Afilu Kana Balabais Vimen, right? But the baker is going to be permissible, even if I'm not sure what that's where he's getting that from. Okay, that's not. Oh, I'm looking in the wrong paragraph, that's why. Okay, Afalpi, there we are. Afalpi, everybody's here we are, right? Afalpi, Sherabenu lo ra'a kain, im toras habayis hakatzer, lo aya lo lichtov kain. Right? Even so, the Rabbeinu only saw this in the Torah Sabayis HaKatzer, right? Lo yalo lichlovkin. He shouldn't have written this. So what's he talking about here? Let's just get some geography. Okay, everybody look here. This is the Sefer Torah Sabayis. Torah Sabayis LaHarashba. He wrote a commentary for much of the food items of Yerodaya. Right? Bas Mechalev, Taruvas, Shchita, Melicha, right? Yayin Nesach, all the stuff we're learning now. So that's in the middle. That's what he calls the Torah Sabayis. The Ra'a wrote a sefer called the Bedek Habayis on the inside, right, where he argues on a lot of the things that are in the Torah Habayis, right. So that Ra'a that we have before is actually right here. Okay, the Mishmeres Habayis was written by the Rashba to fight back against the Ra'a, right. So you have the Torah Habayis, the Bedek Habayis argued on the Torah Habayis, and the Mishmeres Habayis was written by the Rashba to defend the Torah Habayis from the Bedek Habayis. Right, and then you have on the side here something called the Bayis Hakatzer, the Torah Sabayis Hakatzer, where there is just like a little summary of some of the things that the Rashba quotes that was quoted in here. So up right over here, these four lines is where he has this din that, oh, by the way, if the Jewish bread is not as good as the Palter bread, you could buy the Palter bread. That's right over here. Okay, so the Beis Yosef turns around and says, right, what's your problem?
Well, that strikes me as an awfully weak reason to permit buying non-Jewish bread, just because it tastes better.
Seems to me like a good reason.
No, from a halachic point of view, there's something wrong with buying it. Especially something wrong with buying it if you have a Jewish baker. So it tastes better, but I mean, so what?
So get the Jewish baker to bake better bread.
I'm given a choice. You're supposed to buy bread from the Jewish baker.
Given an equal choice.
Oh. Okay, I understand the concept. It just sort of sits strangely.
Well, it's supposed to see some serious nefesh. That's what's bothering you, right?
I mean, if you're not supposed to, it's just going to taste better. Seems to me a weak reason to not buy the bread made by the Jewish baker. I mean why stop? I mean,
seems the Torah felt that way also.
It's a black and white in me. If it's a Jewish baker and a non-Jewish baker.
Right. Part of the problem here is that we have this hazy spot. Because all of a sudden we mothered thing. I mean, this is already a rarity, right? We're saying, well, if it's not around, if you can't get it, so then we're going to say that it's permissible. Huh? Right? We don't have that at other places, areas of halacha. I mean, it's not around, right? You can't buy, you can't find kosher meat, so you can't buy trace meat, right? Right? So all of a sudden here, there seems to be some heter, and part of the problem is that there's this vague understanding of what exactly the gezeira is, or if there is any gezeira whatsoever, or if there's a slight gezeira, right? We don't really know.
Who decides? It's a household by household decision. I think the non-Jewish bread is better. I'm going to buy it from him, and you say, no, I don't.
Oh, is there? All right, how do you objectively figure out whose bread is better?
Everybody, I mean, there's a, Does the Rav decide for everybody? Does
oh man, that's pressure.
Depends on the Rav's bad tongue and taste. You know,
it says if it's better quality according
since
to
since he's a member or not a member.
According to who?
Right.
From what you're reading and what you're teaching us, would you get the sense that you can make a decision for you and Joel makes a decision for
you? That was my sense. That was what I would intuit. But
what if I invite Richard over to my house and he disputes that I feel
that
the non-kosher is better than
Shehu yafeli menu bitamo inami b'marito. Those are the two things he has here. Kufnun. Shazeu Pashas Kavanas Atur Bashim Arashash Kasav the Ariv Lo Yosir. That it was more desirable. Kainir Muchach Bilvush. The Lvush is the one who wrote that it looks better. Shakasav im Ariv Alav Yosir Oshu Yafim Men of Al Korkad Yaf Alav Hainu Arab Alav Asalun Shu Pasmari Sovachi Mashma Pashas Lashon Shalom. He's good Lashon Yafe. Yeah, it doesn't say how do you.
We're good for competition between the two bakers.
Do we have a din Torah, right? How do we have a din Torah figuring that out, right? I hear a question.
Okay.
So the tour said that the Yerushalmi is against the Rashba, right? That's where we're at. So the Beis Yosef says, if you just read the Bais HaKatzer, right, he doesn't, he would have never written this. The Mash Midvarav, that it sounds from his words, right, it sounds like from the words of the Rashba. Again, where are we here? Let me just read it here. The Mashma Midvarav, right, Shaharashba Lo Raha Yerushalmi Hazeh. That he never actually saw the Yerushalmi, meaning the Torah is saying, "Oh, must be the Rashba never saw the Yerushalmi." Or Ahu v'Nelam the Yidia Somi Menu, or even if he saw it, he must have forgotten it. Sheilu Yad v'Niskari Menu Lo Hayakasiv Kain. Was if he would have ever seen it, or if he knew it or remembered it, so he never would have written this. Then that if it tastes better, you could buy the palter bread. Okay, so that's the base Yosef giving pshat in the Torah. But I would never think that. Of course, the Rashba knew all the Yerushalmis and everything. So, Mandihirale Shavile Rikia, which is some kind of figure of speech that I'm not sure what that means. The Ilu Ra Lishono Betoris Habayis Aruch Lo Ayachoshnu Bekach. And if he would have, meaning, if the Tor would have actually read the Toras Habayis itself, he would never have been choshish for this. Why? The gamlohaya maksher love mina Yerushalmi. He wouldn't have asked the kash on him from the Yerushalmi. Why? Shu abayis techila hayerushalmi. So in the beginning of the Torah abayis, he quotes the Yerushalmi. Va'abavli. Va'akar kach kasev. And then he goes ahead and writes, mishiyesh biyado paso shiyesh palter Yisrael, viyesh palter goy, osa pas yafim yemenu, o min akar, she'im biyado shal palter Yisrael, mutter liktos vi palter goy. And then he goes on to say, however, if the non-Jew makes better bread, you're allowed to go buy the non-Jewish bread. So here it is, right? I went back earlier and tracked it down. Here's his introduction. This is the Bavli that we quoted last week. And on top here is the Yerushalmi. I underlined it here. So the Torah Sabai certainly knew the Yerushalmi, and he certainly remembered the Yerushalmi, because by the time he gets to the next page, there's no way he forgot what he wrote in the beginning of the chapter. Right? So you know what? That's what the Beis Yosef says. So therefore, he says, the Rashba said it, so the Rashba meant it. And the Rashba meant that one has the right to rely on his taste buds and go against the Yerushalmi. If you go to the end here, v'chein nagu v'chein das mori arav, and that's the minhag. The minhag is that if the non-Jew is selling better bread, you can buy the better bread, and that's the das of the rav. That was the das of my rebbe as well. So if we just take a look now back in the Shulchan Aruch itself. Take a look. So Yesh Omrim. So it says, Shemi Sheyesh Biyadu Pas, or Sheyesh Palta Yisrael, that one has bread, or he has a Palta Yisrael. Viyesh Palta Ovikulcham Osapas Yafet, right? Or, but the non-Jew makes better bread, Bimenu, Ovimin Achir, right? Or from another type, Shem Biyadu Shal Palta Yisrael, or from another type of wheat that the Palta Yisrael can't get, Mutuliktos mi Palta Ovikulcham. It's permissible to buy from the Palta Ovikulchavim, the Mukum Shinogu Heter Vipashal Palta. In a place place where there is a minug heter of paschal palter. The came the daito noche yoser of pas palter zemifnei chashivusa beinav harezek paschal. That because his das he gets you know he likes better the pas palter is better in his eyes harezek paschal kolo. So that's the bread that he can choose. That's the bread that he wants, and that's the and that's actually the din. Okay, so that's the sorry. What the yes. We're good? Okay. So the three dinim tonight about A being invited. That was the Nachlokas Gimel Zayin. We had Dalet was the one about if the Jew moves into town so he can take over. However, and hey, he puts the clashes and he said, but he better make good bread. Because his bread's not good enough, so then he doesn't get any type of economic advantage over the non-Jewish baker.